Good morning, everyone. As Jeffrey mentioned, I'm a member of the Welcoming and Hospitality Committee, and we started brainstorming a year ago, and we initiated our Sunday morning welcome initiative last December, as many of you may recall. Also, on the hospitality side, we lead our combined worship social gatherings about four or five times a year after our combined services. And there is one coming up on November 24th, where we will be having soups on at the church hall. You might remember last year that was very popular. And I do want to mention on that side, we've gotten great responses over the last year or so with volunteers signing up to help us at those functions. So thank you very much. You'll see a notice up next week for the 24th volunteers as well. But briefly, I want to chat about particularly our Sunday welcoming initiative. It was created with the purpose of offering an intentional welcoming atmosphere here on our Sunday services. And we hope that everyone, visitors to the cathedral, as we get many visitors to Fredericton coming into the cathedral, newcomers seeking a church home, and of course our regular congregation members, that everyone sincerely feels welcome when they walk through our doors on Sunday morning. Romans 15:7 says, "Therefore welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God." And you know, the true purpose of our welcome initiative really is to help people grow closer to Christ. And when newcomers take the step of coming here on Sundays, as Christians, we should also want them to depart feeling a positive connection to us as well as individuals. I kind of think about when I chat with people about our welcome initiative, you know, do you remember the last time you visited a different church, or, you know, where you didn't know anyone? Perhaps you were on vacation or visiting family or friends. But maybe many may not even remember that uneasy feeling of walking into a new church, because many have been coming to the cathedral for many, many years. It's easy to walk through these grand doors when this is your regular place of worship. It is a comfort feeling. You know people. It's you look forward to coming here on Sundays. But when you don't know anyone, and when you are unfamiliar with how the service works, how the worship works, what books to use, what pieces of paper to use, when to stand, when to sit, when to kneel, it can be pretty daunting, to say the least. It's a reminder for all of us to have empathy for newcomers. And that is why we created this welcoming initiative. I see many faces here, and we've had a number of people that have helped us with our Sunday morning welcome initiatives, and we really appreciate that very much. As you can all appreciate as well, it is only as strong as our volunteers, and many of you have commented on what a great initiative this is. So, in keeping with our stewardship theme today and over the last few weeks, we are asking for a number of you to consider making a small time commitment of only 5 Sundays over the course of the year to join us in our Sunday morning welcoming program, either at 10 a.m. or this service 11:45. It really is easy, and we'll help you, and we have an information sheet for our new welcomers. It really is simply welcoming newcomers and providing information and encouragement. Oh, and also being nice to the regulars as well. We want to welcome everyone, of course. All that's expected is 15 minutes pre-worship and 15 minutes after worship. We have our welcome table. We have our lovely welcome package, but it really takes the people connection to make this a success. You know, really, by joyfully welcoming newcomers, you might be surprised of how good it can make you feel as well. I know we get many comments from those that are helping the welcome program, and they really find it very rewarding. So I will be at the welcome table after service. And of course, don't forget, we have coffee and tea after the 11:45 service. And if you can lend your support, we have a sign-up sheet, or if you want some more information, I'm happy to have a chat. Thank you very much.